Have you got a great idea, an invention, a product, a service, a great idea for your career path or a business, and you are really excited about sharing that with the world? So what do you do now? Do you go and ask for other people's opinions? Do you have a look at what the competition's doing? Do you have a look at what other people are doing? And have you ever been influenced by other people's opinions or influenced by what other people might think of you? So there's a great question in business. It's called zero-based thinking. If you went back to zero, so there was none of your product or service, or there were no other people doing what you do, what would you do that's unique and different to you? Is it possible that a lot of what we do is influenced by other people? So whatever business or career path you're interested in, have you had a look at other people who are doing it? Have you asked for their advice? Have they given their advice or their opinion? And what if they weren't there? What if you couldn't go and have a look at another business that might be doing the same thing that you're interested in doing? What if there were no other people doing your career path or business? The idea, the creation, the invention, the product or service that you're really excited about, what if there was nobody else doing it? So you couldn't go and have a look. And could that be a great question? Because you may right now, how exciting, have something that nobody has ever done before. And what a great place to start. If you happen to mention to somebody, I've got this idea, and they say, but that's never been done before, could that be the ultimate business idea? Because if we do something that somebody else has done, is it possible that we will have to compete in some way, shape, or form? Or we would have to find a unique and different way to do it, because otherwise we would have to compete on price because we'd be the same as what they're doing. So the first exciting thing in any career path or business is that you want to do something that has never been done before. Woohoo! Challenge with that, of course, is that there will be hundreds, thousands, maybe even millions of people that tell you that it can't be done. It's never been done before, so you can't do it. And the example I always love to quote, and it is a paraphrase quote, I don't know the exact words that were used, but Steve Jobs of Apple was at a computer conference a very long time ago, and he made a beautiful statement that he wanted to put a personal computer into everyone's hands. And the experts at the time, the computer experts, all said, what a silly idea. Who's going to want a personal computer and what are they going to do with it? Well, aren't we all very privileged and thankful that he didn't listen to the people at the time who gave their advice and opinions, and he went ahead and created a personal computer to put into everybody's hands. Doesn't matter which invention you have a look at, doesn't matter which product or service, is it possible that everything that has ever been invented was once considered impossible? And every person that has invented something has had to deal with that. It can't be done. It's never been done before. You can't do it. So there's a really exciting thing to consider. If your idea is brilliant, it's unique, it's different, and it's never been done before, then what a great thing to pursue. Go do it and be excited about it and create it and share it with the world, and then you can be the Steve Jobs that says, well, and I'm not sure if he said anything, but hasn't he proved his point that yes, there will be people in the world who want a personal computer, and yes, they will find things to do with it. Is it possible that there are now people who can't live without their phone because they do everything on it? Interesting. So your idea, if it's never been done before, congratulations, go ahead and add value to your world by giving it to the people in the world. The next interesting thing, however, is a career path or business that already exists. So there's surely a question to be asked there. If it's been done before, can I do it too? And the answer has to be yes. You just have to find a way to do it. But the business experts will all share, of course, that you need to do it uniquely different to everybody else. So if you come into the marketplace for any product or service and you do it the same as somebody else, there's two challenges. One, you'll have to compete on price, and or people will say that you're copying or that's been done before, or and now that's really boring. And isn't it interesting, the thing with critics, they either criticize you for something that's never been done before, or they'll criticize you because it has been done before. So how about What if we stop listening to other people? And of course, the challenge when you listen to other people, or you are scared of what other people will think of you, or you do things to please other people, is it possible that your idea, your concept, your invention, your product or service would be different? So there's that zero-based thinking question. If it has never been done before, or if I was starting again, so I was recreating this product or service, this invention, so that it looked like it had never been done before, how would I do it differently? And I always ask this of my exercise professionals in particular, of course, because it's my passion. But if you're going to open a gym, for example, or a personal training studio, or start a boot camp, or be a group exercise instructor, or do anything that's already been done in the exercise profession, what are you going to do differently? How are you going to make your product or service stand out so that people say, wow, that's really different? Versus, is it possible that you could walk into most gyms in the world and they look exactly the same? They've got the same equipment, they've got the same kinds of classes. It looks like somebody's gone, looked at somebody else's gym and said, well, that's what gyms are supposed to look like. So that's how I'm going to make my gym look. And there's a big challenge with that, of course. As I shared, you'll have to compete on price. And is it possible that particularly in the gym industry, that that seems to be the case? People invest millions of dollars in a beautiful facility and they end up trying to sell that facility for $7, $10, $15 a week because they have to compete on price because their gym looks the same as everybody else's. So the business experts and the people who have been the most successful at business will all share with us that you must have at least one, if not 3 to 5, unique selling points, things that make you uniquely different from any other business. So not only can you sell those, market them, tell the world, and that's that beautiful question when people say, why should I do business with you? You can answer with, would you like me to share with you the 3, 5, 15, 55 things that make us uniquely different from anybody else? If you don't have those unique selling points, if you aren't different from everybody else, is it possible that you will have to compete on price or have to try and convince people to do business with you? Now, one of the interesting things there, of course, is that we often do business with people that we like, that we trust, that we have something in common with. So if you have a great product, service, invention, idea, and you want to share it with your world, why would people want to buy that product or service from you? And I always ask this question, if you're boring, if you aren't passionate about your product or service, if you aren't excited about sharing it with the world, is it possible that people won't want to buy it? So a combination of what a great product and service, it can add massive value to my life, it can make my life better, healthier, fitter, stronger, safer, more fun, all of those things that a product or service needs to be, because otherwise why would people buy it? And then why would they buy it from you is that this person loves it, they're passionate about it, they're excited about it, and I want to buy it from them. Now, the beautiful thing though is if you are uniquely different from everybody else, you don't have to have that as a you personally don't have to be that person. If you've got a product that nobody else has produced, you could pop it online, for example, and nobody even needs to know who you are. You've just created this great product and people buy it because it adds this massive value to their lives because it's completely different from anything else that they've ever seen before. So I'm challenging you, regardless of your career path, your business, your product, your service, what makes you and or your product completely different from everybody else? And the challenge I have is if you are doing anything to please other people, doing anything because you're scared of what other people will think of you, or you've gone around and had a look at what everybody else is doing and you've taken a little bit of everybody's and created something that may not be you, what might be the challenge there? If you aren't passionate about your product or service, if this is not something that you're really excited about doing, and I'll reverse that. If you are really passionate and excited about something, why would you listen to other people's advice? Why would you listen to what other people tell you? And there's that silly thing again, oh, you can't do that because it's been done before, or you can't do that because it's never been done before. Why would you listen to such silliness if you've got something that you think will add value to people's lives? And then if you believe that and you're passionate about it, why would you copy somebody else? So if you're going to open up a health club, why would you go and open one that looks the same as anybody else's? If you're going to have an online business, why would it look even similar to somebody else's? Wouldn't you want to do the things that make you completely different from everybody else so that you stand out from the crowd rather than blend into the crowd? So it's a really important process to go through, and whether it's your career path or your business, because if you're applying for a job and you look the same, sound the same, have the same kind of resume or CV, you interview the same way as everybody else applying for that position, why would somebody employ you? Versus what makes you uniquely different? And that's one of the things that I deal with on a regular basis is people that come to me with their CV, their resume, and it looks the same as everybody else's. And I give them great ideas on how to be unique and different. A lot of people are really scared, but what if I stand out too much? Or what if they think that's weird? Or what if that's really different? Well, there's a question I always ask. Do you want to work in an organization or be involved with people or an organization that are boring, that do things the same as everybody else, and would want you to have a boring CV or resume? And I think that's a really important question, because we often try and fit in with people or things or groups that we don't even like. For some reason, we want people to like us, but we don't like them. It's not what we want to be involved in, but we try and please other people. So everything about what you do when you wake up in the morning, I'm going to live my life in a way that I'm excited, doing the things that I love to do, the things that I'm passionate about. I always ask the question, do you want to do that without having a boss, where you can choose your own hours, work when you want to work, holiday when it suits you, earn the amount of money that you want to earn, and work with the people that you want to work with? Is it possible that you'll need to find a product, a service, a business, an idea, an invention, or do something completely different from everybody else so that you can do it in your own unique way? Is it possible that if you are working with a boss, if you're working in a team, that you should do it the way that they do it? If you've chosen to be part of a team, should you do the system that they're doing? And if you're as old as I am, you might remember this: two all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun, which is technically the Big Mac of the McDonald's organization. And imagine if you worked for McDonald's and you started putting beetroot and bean sprouts on the two all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun, you would screw up the system. So there's a great question to be asked. If you're going to go and work for other people, yes, please stick to their system and do it their way, because they've created something really special. And if you've decided that that's going to work for you, then do it their way. But if you want to do something your way and you want to be in control of your life and your destiny, why would you then do it like somebody else? So this is a really personal thing from my heart to yours. Our world needs to exercise. At least 90% of people in the world don't have an exercise program, at least 90, and there's arguably that there's many, many more, don't have an exercise program that will add value to their life long term. Their exercise program will not keep them healthy, fit and strong for the rest of their life. But as we all know, if you are fit and strong, how much better will your life be? How much more effective can you be? How much more clearly will you think? What will happen to your posture, your hair, your skin, your nails? What will happen to your self-esteem and self-confidence? What will happen to your ability to fight germs, bugs, viruses, and diseases? What will happen to the quality of life, of your life, if you're fit and strong? And I could even go further and say, what could happen to the quality of the other people in your life, because you're a happier, more positive, healthier, fitter, stronger person? So if you are considering to have a business or a career path as an exercise professional that inspires people to be fit and strong, my challenge is, please consider what would happen if you keep doing it the way everybody else is doing it. Even the exercise programs that most gyms produce, or the classes that most gyms produce, they're the same as everybody else's. And sadly, if you ask them, why do you do that and how does it work, a lot of them may not be able to answer. We just do it because that's, and I'll use an example, why do you do 45-minute classes? Well, that's what most people do. They have 45-minute classes. Why? What's the physiology behind a 45-minute class or a 60-minute class? What if we did 5-minute classes? What if we did short exercise programs? What if we got people to sprint really hard rather than plod along for 45 minutes? Is it possible they would get faster results, better results? If you had a health club where people could pop in for a 5-minute workout or a 7.5-minute workout rather than a 45-minute class, would that make you unique and different from everybody else. And if you ask the anatomy and physiology questions, how does the human body work? Why do we have to exercise for that particular amount of time? What are the best exercises to do? How short could an exercise program be rather than how long? Could you come up with some really creative, exciting ideas that could possibly tap into the 90% of people that don't want to exercise? Now, from a purely business point of view, if you're trying to attract the 10% of people that do go to the gym, and that's a pretty round number in most Western countries, around about 10% of people will have a gym membership or consider going to the gym at some stage in their life, which means 90% of people don't. Now, should we ask, why don't they go? And if we find the reasons why they hate gyms or why they don't want to go to the gym, could we inspire and excite them to exercise in a different way than what gyms are doing? So if you're going to run a class, if you're going to open a gym, if you're going to be an exercise professional, if you're going to have a personal training studio, could these be great questions to ask? What can I do completely different to everybody else? If every gym's got equipment, how could I have a gym that has no equipment? What a great marketing experience to be able to share with a gym with no equipment. We are the gym that for people who hate going to the gym. What if instead of weights and gym equipment and electronic equipment, what if you had skipping ropes and boxing bags and buckets of sand and wheelbarrows full of gravel and big rocks and big logs, so that it looked more like a prehistoric workout center rather than a gym? What could you do differently? And that's, I'm just sharing that with off the top of my head, because we all know that as exercise professionals, we know that if we overload our muscles and if we get puffed, we will get fit and we'll get strong. Muscles and the human body is blind and it can't count. So it doesn't matter whether we're lifting dumbbells or barbells or kettlebells or rocks or buckets of sand or suitcases full of books or gym bags full of water bottles. It doesn't matter. So wouldn't it be awesome to create something unique and different so that people could look at your facility, at your career path, whatever it is that you're doing, and say, wow, that's so different. Why do we copy? Why do we listen to other people's advice when they tell us that we can't? Why do we aim to please other people? Why do we aim to fit into a crowd? And they're all really important questions for you as a business person, for you as somebody who wants to have a successful career. It seems that, yes, there's a lot of people that are happy to be average, they're happy to fit into the crowd, and they're happy to do things the same as everybody else. But is it possible that if you do things the same as everybody else, you'll get what everybody else is getting? And I ask myself this question every day: why is the world, or seems to be, so miserable or grumpy or stressed or angry or out of shape? And there's it's pretty easy. In the defense of the people that are out of shape and grumpy, and, or I'll rephrase, the people that are grumpy and aggressive and anxious and depressed and miserable, if you have an unfit, unhealthy body, and if you have a lousy, stinking, rotten job that you don't like, and if you are not financially free, and if you've got disrespectful people in your life, of course you're going to be grumpy and miserable. I don't wish that for anybody. So if you are excited about choosing your own hours, being your own boss, having a product or service that adds massive value to the world and being able to share that with the world in a unique and different way, then why would you let somebody tell you that it can't be done because it's never been done before, or it can't be done because it's already been done before? What if you just decide, I'm going to do the thing that I love. I'm not going to listen to the criticizers and the people who tell me that I can't. I'm going to rely on my own inner strength, inner drive, inner passion, and I'm going to do it my way, and I'm going to add massive value to my world because that's the way I want to live my life. Could that be a great way to wake up every day? What a great question.